There's a couple times in the past few weeks where Betty has stormed off the room angry with me. And, I completely understand why. I mean, men in hospitals are really big, fat babies, number one. And number two, we expect our wives to take care of all our needs and wants without us having to mention anything. Because to mention it would be maybe weakness. Kind of like, what, not being able to stand after an open heart surgery? But that's where I am now. And every day I'm amazed, reminded, and amazed at the depth of your good feeling. So here's what happened. Many of you know this. I've had a stroke. It was the big surgery, the second surgery on the second shoulder that I destroyed. It was a stroke. Came through okay. Had, stroke done. And where do you go? How do you proceed? All my friends and family told me to see if we could get into Shirley Ryan. And we did at the University of Chicago. The University of Chicago Heart Clinics. The finest heart surgeons in the world. And so they took this battered chunk of a body, and they took it, and they peeled the ribs away from the heart. They cooled me down so that they could keep the heart alive and the brain alive. We kept pumping. But then when you see, how is it working? 90% blockage, 100% blockage. That's two. 100% blockage, 90% blockage. That's four. That's quadro. Quadruple bypass. And out comes the rehabilitation. I've got so many great friends and family out there, people who've joined me from the beginning, and you've all been so kind and supportive. And so I'm just going to continue to work the way I can, best I can, one foot again after the other, one foot after the other, just one little step after the other, climbing around the mountain back home, just one step after another, until I get to see the vista that I'm trying to look at. I love you all very much. I will never let you down. Let's put it this way. I will always let you down, I guess. But not out of my intent. I don't want to let you down. But human beings let people down. What I will do is give you everything in my heart, everything in my mind, every fiber of strength that I possess to write you a decent, honest news story. And they put men and women who have joined with me in JodcastNews.com who want to do the same. Aaron Gary is a new one. Corey Franklin is an old one. Steve Huntley is an old one. John McCormick is a new one. There are many people out there, many people interested in the same things that I'm interested in. The great city of Chicago and how it will keep its head when all others about them are losing theirs. We'll talk to you again soon. I'll have a column soon. JodcastNews.com. The Chicago Way. And the Chicago Way podcast. Bye, everyone.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall-style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago Way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. To defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I saw motion before anything else. A shadow. And then the flash of the bright underside of wings. Yellow talons extending, reaching to grab a brown rabbit on the edge of dirt. I told myself that I would never, ever forget that day. There have been many things I've forgotten, from the names of long-haired girls I thought I loved, and the triumphs I once thought were important. But I did not forget that day. And I know why. It involved a hawk.
Elegant words from the great John Cass, my good friend, as you all know, the proprietor, head bottle washer at johncassnews.com. Those were his words. And with me for an update from John and friends and family, this week is John's brother, Nick, the youngest brother in the Cass clan, with me reading those words. And Nick, those are some important words. And let everybody know why we're listening to you today. Read those words to us.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. It's good to be back with you. Yeah, I mean, I obviously am a big fan of John's work and your work here on the podcast and the way in which you talk about the issues and break them down and explain them to folks so that we all can understand what's going on, whether it's the intricacies of local politics or the intricacies of national or international politics. But the thing that I really appreciate the most about John is his writing. And I'm slightly biased, but I think he's the best writer in America when it comes to actually putting pen to paper, or however we want to describe it these days, and describing something, writing about something. I mean, it's looks effortless, but I know how much hard work it takes and how much insight, inspiration it takes just to be able to take something like that memory and to bring us all there. And when I read about the light under the wings, it just brought it home to me. I was with him, and he does that all the time. And the pieces I really like the best are the ones where he just writes these stories where it seems like it's an effortless narrative, but I know, just like with his regular columns, every sentence is crafted, and it's truly a pleasure to read. And I think that people who subscribe to the to johncassnews.com, you know, they did so much benefit out of that, to be able to not only find, you know, what's going on, what's the latest, what are the sort of insights that I may be able to glean here from reading about John and talking to you and talking to your guests, but also just his writing is just, it just takes my breath away. And so I thought that that's something to start with.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it on the head there. I've joked about this with John in the past, but you know, the number one thing that everyone, you know, we always joke about the idea is like the beer can chicken John always laughs about. But I know for a while, people always equated that with John, and or would bring that up first thing if you talk to John, or if you bring up John long ago, not now. But it was really more of a hallmark of John's writing is that. Natural, this is me experiencing something, you know, trying to relate that experience to somebody else, but telling that story, and even something as simple as beer can chicken, John can tell you, you know, make you feel like you were there in the kitchen making this with him. And that type of stuff, that's the stuff that I loved most about John. The political stuff is, yeah, and then obviously the political stuff is brilliant, and I learned so much, I mean, just every day from John. But you're right. And that I thought it was important that we get those words out there. Check it out, johncassnews.com. Obviously, that was one of the most recent columns. But the most recent column John wrote was The Open Heart, which another exemplary piece, which I know John, you know, wrote Nick from the hospital, which is kind of why we're here today. And Nick, I know there's an update from the family. Kind of wanted to give everybody, the listeners here, just to fill them in, because I know I've been getting a lot of questions and a lot of people are wondering what they can, you know, what's going on with John. I'm going to make sure he's all right. And so, Nick, what is the family saying? What's the message that everybody wants to pass along?
Well, first of all, thanks for all the support. You know, I mean, I remember just looking at the responses to John's copy, Open Heart, and how people were responding, and just it's very, very gratifying and very helpful. So thank you all. Thank you all for your prayers, especially. Really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, fortunately, he was in good hands. The surgery went well. His heart is functioning beautifully now. It was a quadruple bypass. And so that went well. But it is an ordeal, as you know. He is in the midst of that ordeal and trying to get to the point where he can start the recovery process. I mean, he's starting the recovery process now, but, you know, he's still basically with a cracked open chest together. And, you know, he had the complication with his shoulders, yeah. which to me tells me he's got a lot of very, very painful therapy and recovery to go. But I know how much he loves doing this. I know how much therapeutic it was for him to actually write impose some discipline on his mind right before he went into the surgery. And I know he's going to be looking forward to getting back as quickly as possible. And so we're looking forward to that day. And that'll be happening, God willing, pretty soon. So we're all just very, very happy, you know, thanks to the doctors and the hospital, University of Chicago. And to everybody who expressed concern and appreciation for John, and also the prayers. And again, I can't say that enough. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well said. And absolutely. He's recovering. I talked to him just before, just yesterday, actually, before we take this. John sounds great. And it was a pleasure to hear his voice. I can't wait for our next episode when John and I can record something together. I know there are a lot of headlines out there that I'm sure everyone like myself is eager to get John's take on. One of my favorites being this whole scandal with the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, somehow thinking it might be okay to, you know, coerce students and or teachers to work for her campaign. That seemed like it might be a good idea. I don't know how. John would have a field day with that story. I can't believe it. And Nick, I mean, hey, you're in the biz, as they say. This these unclassified documents popping up apparently at every Biden location imaginable. Sure, reek of irony, if nothing more than hypocrisy. And I know John would have a field day writing about that as well.
No question. I mean, I think they're both really interesting stories, and they reveal so much more even than what the substance of the story is.
Sure.
I mean, it's we're going through a fascinating period in the West, and particularly in the United States, I think, as the leader of the Western world for so many reasons.
Sure.
And to see this kind of our politics devolving this way, you know, when I first heard the Lori Lightfoot thing, the first thing I thought about was driving on 294 going north or whatever. Back in the old days, Blagojevich was governor, and you'd see the big Rod Blagojevich sign, you know, over the overarching, you know, like, hey, it's brought to you by Rod Blagojevich.
Yay.
It was so
enjoy your road. I'm the governor, you know, essentially. Yeah.
It was just too much. And for her to do this, I mean, without even a thought about, you know, what she was doing, it just tells you something about the brazenness of Chicago politics and what's happening. I mean, it used to be a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more,
right?
You know, less in your face. I mean, at least not in the
lazy,
not in the air. Yeah.
Lazy. I wish I'm with you, Nick. I yearn for the days when our criminals were less lazy, or at least maybe our criminals, but maybe our corrupt or ethically corrupt political leaders were a little less lazy. I'm with you. I know that's the part that kills me. And then her apology letter says, so somebody in my campaign, they made a mistake. They weren't trying. They were just trying to be a good civic leader and get the kids involved. And, okay, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That's always the best.
Right.
You know, not have people around you that you can destroy.
Right. Disposable.
Sacrifice. Right. You know? It's ridiculous. Yeah. But you know, seriously, in the olden days, they would have been, the hypocrisy would not have been so blatant on such a regular basis on the airwaves. I mean, when you're confronting, when you're on the interface of with government, with your alderman, you'd get a smack in the mouth, basically, and there's nobody be able to say anything about it. But at least there was this, nod, more of a nod to virtue. Whereas now it's just, it's so extremely crass. I mean, it really does tell you something about the nature of politics in Chicago.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah, a time like this, a scandal like this would just tank your career. I mean, it'd be over. It'd be like, oh, well, had a good run as a one-term mayor, and you're out of town. Doing something stupid like this, and to CTU to think that like the teachers wouldn't be like running this up the flagpole at the CTU being like, did anybody see what the mayor did? Like, come on, it's just so stupid.
And especially a CTU which has so many problems of its own.
Right. Exactly. And a CTU that is aligned against her in every step she takes. So
exactly, and it's like so. It just reveals so how deeply the rot has set in, and it's sad. And it's not just confined to Illinois. It used to be, Illinois, it was unique in many respects, but it's unfortunate. It's kind of like, much of America is becoming the same way. I mean, I've lived in Virginia for a long time. You know what's going on there, right? The same kind of and callous attitude toward reality and the leveraging power to try to suppress people. And you're seeing it on the national level as well. Which I think gets us into the other. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all good. But these are the things I wish John was here because they're so ripe for him. But he's working hard to get back in the game. And like I said, we heard from him earlier, and we'll hopefully hear from him very soon again. And I know that I know that Chicago, the gift that keeps on giving, the Chicago way will continue. That's for sure.
No question.
But Nick, thank you so much for the update for everybody. And of course, we all send our best to you and Betty and the boys and everybody in the cast, clan and family. And we want you to know that we're all thinking about and praying for you guys.
Thank you, Jeff, and to you and yours and to all the listeners and readers out there. Thank you very, very much. Really, really, truly appreciate it. And it's just wonderful. To see the kind of response he's gotten. And I think it's just very nice. So thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, for Nick Cass, the youngest brother of John Cass, proprietor of John Cass News, and myself, Jeff Carlin. I'm not John Cass. I'm Jeff Carlin. Yeah, we appreciate everyone for all the kind words of reaching out. And we'll catch you next time on another edition of the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.